Diversity, equity, accessibility. These are just a few front-of-mind issues for political leaders right now. They're also on the front burner at local arts organizations. The Seattle Repertory Theater has a new initiative designed to make theater by, of, and for the citizens of this city. It's called Public Works Seattle. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silliman has more.
It's another hot summer day in Seattle, but that doesn't seem to bother the crowd at the Ballard Senior Center.
Hello, friends! Welcome! Hello, hello, hello!
Mariah C. Kaminsky is Associate Artistic Director for Seattle Repertory Theater, the REP. She's at the Senior Center today to lead auditions for the REP's upcoming production of The Odyssey. These seniors have spent months in a weekly musical theater workshop. Now, one by one, aspiring thespians strut their stuff. They sing, dance, recite poetry, and tell stories.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ken Parms.
Ken Parms is a big man with a voice to match. He launches into a tale set at a Seattle bus stop.
I got my pass out, got ready, took a few steps to get out of that bus shelter, and then I heard, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home.
Parms' performance is a big hit with his fellow seniors. He actually discovered this program by chance.
The woman that lives in my building was talking about it, and I said, oh, that sounds like fun. And she said, you know, if you pay $3, you can get a lunch. So I said, well, great, let's go, I'll drive.
The Ballard Senior Center is one of five Seattle nonprofits that partnered with the REP for Public Works Seattle's inaugural season. Over 9 months, the participants saw every show in the REP's artistic season, and they all attended weekly theater workshops tailored to the specific community group. The seniors worked on musical theater skills. At the Boys and Girls Club, participants wrote their own plays. In June, everyone got to audition for The Odyssey. Mariah C. Kaminsky says there's a reason why the REP chose this particular play.
The Odyssey is all about trying to find and get home. And certainly that is a value that we are trying to cultivate in the room. How do we make this home for everybody? How are we going to make it home for the audience?
80 community members were cast as the ensemble. Ken Parms will be featured as a Cyclops, and he's thrilled.
Like a schoolgirl, who could not be giddy?
The Public Works concept was developed by New York's Public Theater in 2013. Mariah C. Kaminsky and project manager Simone Hamilton worked closely with the staff there to adapt the model to Seattle. They're convinced this collaborative process of theater making can help the REP open its doors to new audiences. Hamilton says they'll never forget their first experience with live theater.
This space and this process so far and this program has provided a lot of firsts for people, not just in the ensemble, but on staff. Everybody who touches this comes in some sort of first, whether it's first time working on a show with this many people, first time ever being in a rehearsal room. You don't forget your first.
The experience has had just as big an impact on veteran theater artist Mariah C. Kaminsky.
I have these decades of theater experience behind me, and I have this big heart for this city. And to be able to serve both of those things, to use those tools to get to know the city better and to be changed myself, that's quite a reward every day.
Kaminsky says Seattle Repertory Theater will launch a new season of Public Works Seattle workshops this winter. Meanwhile, the REP presents four free performances of The Odyssey next weekend. In Seattle, I'm Marcy Silliman, KUOW News.